So what if you can upgrade your mind, body, and energy the same way you update your phone? The Spiritual Bodybuilder is back, and today we are talking biohacking, one of my favorite things in the world. I swear, I call myself a walking science experiment. I love trying new things. I love messing with my body chemistry to optimize. But I want to hear from the Spiritual Bodybuilder and what he thinks biohacking actually is. Nahum, it's so good to see you again. You look great. Love the t-shirt. What a perfect t-shirt to wear today.
Yeah, here we go. And thank you, Lisa. It's great to be back here with you too. Always appreciate our chats. We got a great flow going, and we're going to talk about a really powerful subject today. Real quick, I'd like to send a shout out to Anthony Lally, owner of Biohack Yourself. I've been working with them closely, and they are an extremely great avenue also to see a lot of the new evolving stuff going on in the biohacking world. So, what is biohacking at its core? That's
Yeah,
the fundamental
I
question we have going
literally was
on here.
just going to ask you that. What is biohacking?
If we look at the etymology of the word, hacking is essentially altering, right? So
Right.
altering our biology. Now, with that, depending on what reality you live in, right? Whether it's the old system or the new system, it depends on the way that you can look at it. 10, 15, 20 years ago, we looked at people that altered their body or their mind through drugs or through modalities or through processes. We looked at them like, they were crazy, they were scary, they were out, in left field somewhere. But we're realizing, and we're coming to the understanding more and more, that biohacking is really healthcare, in my personal opinion, right? The old system that is now dying off is a sick maintenance system. It is not a healthcare system. It is a manipulated process where people make a lot of money to manipulate the body to keep it imbalanced. Biohacking does the opposite, or the intention of it is to do the opposite, right? So when you're altering your biology or your consciousness in some kind of way, you, of course, our intention is to be healthy. Everybody wants to be healthy, right? And health is alignment. So when we see all the things that are pulling our bodies out of alignment, people are discovering, mostly through having a problem themselves, right? Doing their own research and then figuring out how to fix themselves. And a lot of these people that have started this process, like Joe Dispenza, Dave Asprey, Gary Brecka, a lot of these thought leaders out there that are shifting the system, they saw the brokenness of the system. And they decided to take their own resources and invest in figuring out the core reason behind what's going on and then utilize their own processes to fix it. Now, what I love about this world is that it is just birthing into a whole new philosophy, doctrine, thought form, which I believe is going to be the next true healthcare system. We're bringing back all these different methods that were around before the Industrial Revolution, right? And now people are actually caring. Like, I mean, with seeing the statistics of autism just skyrocketing, of autoimmune diseases, right, of cognitive decline in the older generation, the big problem. I mean, we have, I don't know the exact statistics, but this in this new generation, there's at least over 50% of the population that has autism to a certain degree. How are we going to have a civilization that runs itself if people can't function, right? It's changing society and humanity in and of itself. So I'm a big proponent of how can we reverse this? How can we reattune our biology and our consciousness to being aligned, to being healthy and for longevity so that we can all live a good, happy, purposeful life. Right. So there are many, many, many ways. Like, this is a very broad category. So I would like to see if you have a certain category or place you want to start.
Well, I think what I want to start is by asking you what the first hack that you did that really started to change your performance or your consciousness. What was that?
First hack. Wow, that is a good question.
is gonna, I mean, because biohacking can be anything from special water to, it doesn't have to be, it can be breath work. It can be literally anything. When I used to think of biohacking, I thought of chemical, or not chemical, sorry, like supplementation.
I like that. And I would so to if we're gonna go way back before I even knew what biohacking was, I would say my first biohack was exercise, to be honest. I mean, when I started exercising, like seriously exercising, I was 18. And at the same time, that's when like the original supplements were just coming out. I think Agent Orange, I don't know if anybody can go back and remember what Agent Orange was, but that was like the very first pre-workout ever, right? I don't know what they put in it, but like that stuff was like crack. It were like legal meth or something. It was crazy. But I remember like, taking it, and I was just a fiend, a maniac in the gym. But even just exercise is a very basic, very foundational hack. I don't know if you've seen, but there's a lot of research going on right now. They are discovering so much deeper, more powerful benefits to the body for exercise, even looking at when we get into our 50s, 60s, 70s, looking at people that train their legs have longer, better cognitive function, how it improves, like literally when we exercise, it activates almost like a system or activates the facilitation of really cool alterations in our biochemistry that just is so fascinating to me. And exercise will literally keep your blood sugar in check. It'll keep your mind sharp. It'll improve sleep. It'll all the things that are, sedentary and severely obese people have, if they just start with movement is life, right? So really, like, that's the number one thing. Just move. Even if you're not, like weightlifting, like you can start with walking around the block. Anything that's going to make your body work, right? It's like activating a computer system or, putting coal into a locomotive, right, to make it going, right? And it builds upon itself, right? It's a self-initiating and actualizing process. It can pull you out of depression. It can help with micro. I mean, there's so many different layers, but short story long, that was, I'd say, my initial biohack.
I was laughing when you talked about that pre-workout, because the first time I ever used pre-workout, I took it and I was gonna go for a run, and I remember running 10 kilometers, and when I stopped I was like, holy crap, I need to continue running. And then I like went for another 5 kilometer run. I remember my heart, like, it was just, I don't know if I took too much or what, but I was like, holy, what is this stuff? This stuff is crazy. That was really my first experience with a substance too that got my body just like going. And where did it lead you after that?
What's that?
Where did it lead you after that?
From exercise?
Yeah, so you did the pre-workout, now you're exercising, and I'm imagining now you're like, whoa, how, now what? Now what can I try? Now how can I do this? And then I want you to talk about the different things that people can use to enhance their body.
Sure. Yeah. It's funny because after about a couple months after I had that experience, I actually got a job as a manager at a vitamin shop. So I was like, oh my God, this is
Didn't
great.
get you
I'm just gonna
started.
go. I made it my job to learn about all these vitamins, nutritions. And I remember that was when I think Hydroxycut too, like, just came out, the original Hydroxycut, and they had this the original protein bar. It was better than a Snickers. I honestly don't think the stuff on the label was right. Because that was the most delicious bar I've eaten in my life. And over the time, like, they changed the ingredients or something. So whatever it was, though, man, they knew how to market that stuff. And I just started getting on all. In fact, come to think of it, I haven't really stopped. I think since about 18 years old, I started with supplementation. But now, of course, I'm much more strategic, and now it's more like peptides and even plant medicine and detoxification. And I don't think it's necessarily bad. I do think this day and age, though, there are so many options in so many areas. Just taking stuff to take stuff is a really bad idea, especially with the diagnostic tools that we have these days. right now that we have the ability and the information to be able to get it, diagnostics is a 100% must, right? Good diagnostics to learn what our body needs, and then you give it only what it needs and not more, because then anything more is going to throw it out of balance in the other direction, right?
Right.
And true biohacking is optimization. We want to optimize and make everything work right. So, and this is why, like, if you're just getting into this, if you're just learning about all these, this world of biohacking, connect with someone that has been in the system for a while and knows what they're doing, right? Even if you just do that the first time and you learn the basics and you learn a structured strategy, once you have that down for a couple of months, then you can start exploring other strategies from that, like branch it off, all right? But just don't go blind into this stuff, because if you go blind, you can actually hurt yourself quite a bit,
Yeah.
right? Too much of anything is not good for you. So there's supplements, there's peptides, there's performance enhancing drugs. All these things can either be medicine or poison, right? Same with food. I mean, if you look at sugar, it's very hard to find foods, unless it's grown from the ground, that don't have added sugar into it or some kind of sugar substitute, right? And sugar is the most addictive substance in the world, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's in everything. So it's very, you really have to read your labels. You really have to kind of have an idea and know what you're doing. And again, diagnostics, like getting a biome test, right? That will show you what foods are going to feed what microbiota, right? And we need to really pay attention to gut health. And there are so many resources out there to know how to map the gut, how to know what's going to hurt it, what's going to help it, or understand the current status. But yeah, you also have to remember too, the gut in particular, it's pleomorphic in nature, meaning that it responds to its environment. So it's always shifting. It's never you're going to eat these foods for the rest of your life, right? No, it's about the next 6 months. All right, you want to feed these bacteria, depending on what's going on in your life, depending on, a multitude of layers of factors. All right, you want to get tested again about every 6 to 12 months, right? So because it's going to shift, the foods are going to change. And this day and age too, like there's not much nutrients in the soil, right? So we know, like, micronutrients, like just vitamins and minerals, right? I think everybody should probably be on a good quality multivitamin and multi-mineral formula, because we need all those micronutrients for hundreds of thousands of cellular functions in the body, right? So that is one thing where you can just go ahead and do without doing added research, because your body will just pee out what's not needed. Okay, so I'd say that's safe. Anything beyond that, get diagnostics done. Then we can go into the other category of modalities. So a modality could be anything from infrared sauna to cold plunging to red light therapy to body work to vibroacoustics, right? To sitting in scalar or zero point frequency. All these things utilize experiences. They will create a chain reaction in the body to have a specific outcome to bring it into alignment. So notice that it's not necessarily manipulating anything. That's what biohacking is not. We don't want to manipulate anything. We want to give a certain experience into the body or the mind to activate a response that your body will naturally do to bring it back into alignment, right?
Right.
So we have those modalities that can be used. Body work is, excellent for relaxing the central nervous system, for clearing the mind. Just human touch in and of itself is very healing, right? Especially as we get more sensitive to energy. We all need, human touch. That activates oxytocin, provided that you feel safe, right? Vibroacoustics also can help to reset and relax the central nervous system. Cold plunge, that stuff will shoot your dopamine 400 to 600%, in just, a minute or two. Dramatically reduces inflammation, will help to just get your motivation. I mean, if you're feeling like lazy or unmotivated, you jump in a cold plunge, you're gonna be like, woo, like Ric Flair. But not a whole lot of fun in my opinion, but very effective, right? Infrared sauna, great for pulling toxins out of the lymphatic system, and great for releasing tension. Heat is typically good for tension. Cold is great for inflammation. put them both together and they work synergistically, much like growth hormone or peptides and testosterone work synergistically together, right? So those things, again, you can tailor it to whatever you have going on, whatever is a major issue or focus for you, and add that into, your structure of how you want to optimize your mind, your body. Now, if we go to the other category, let's say plant medicine, right? Which plant medicine to me, this is more consciousness opening, but the mind and body is always connected, right? The body represents the subconscious mind. So as what this does is say we have our conscious mind here, a subconscious mind here. What plant medicine does, it opens up the portal, if you will, between the communication of the subconscious to conscious mind. The way that that comes through is through visions, sacred geometry, right? That's sacred geometry is especially the language of the universe. How our soul speaks to us. We don't understand it logically, but however, you'll notice that when you have these visions, especially when you're seeing the sacred geometry, you will simultaneously be getting downloads, getting aha moments, getting information, because that is the soul speaking to your mind, saying, okay, this is the stuff that you've been holding down, repressing, suppressing. And at the same time, all of your senses are activated and you're clearing out toxins, your central nervous system is relaxing, and you're bringing much more awareness to your body and your life. How you responded in the past, maybe traumas that you've been through, maybe think something that you didn't even think about since you were like 5 years old, and you're like, whoa, what does this have to do with anything, right? And the downloads and information can come in an infinite number of ways and a variation, but plant medicines in particular, make my opinion, the most powerful healing modalities on the planet, because it hits all the five senses, it hits the mind, body, and spirit, it hits everything simultaneously. So this is where you can you and you have to be willing to face yourself. Like you got to go into this because it will make you surrender. It will give you the truth. But human beings, typically, truth, like we can't handle the whole truth all the time, just like Tom Cruise says in A Few Good Men, right? Like a lot of people can't handle the truth. As we see in the world, there's a lot of truth coming out and people are losing their mind over it. But truth is the result of authenticity, right? So as we come into our own truth, these biohacking is essentially showing you your truth through different means. Right? All these different things showing you your truth about how strong you are, showing you your truth about where your vulnerabilities are with relationships, with people, with business, within yourself, right? With your own health. There are so many facets and factors, right? That this is why the one danger with this world is that there is so many ways and so much information that you go into it. You can get lost down rabbit holes in a lot of ways. So again, just like the old, sick maintenance system, this new healthcare system, it needs to be guided. So, I kind of feel like a lot of these thought leaders here today, they are the forefront doctors, right? The new true authenticity and truth bearing doctors that are really trying to help and heal people, in the world. And we're just at the birthing phase of the, there is so many things happening and so much truth coming out. I think within 5 years, they're gonna have tools, methods, modalities that are gonna be able to lengthen telomeres, reverse age, regrow organs. I mean, on the darker side, they're probably gonna be able to clone people if they're haven't started doing that already, or like, doing weird stuff. But let's focus on the positive, right? Because there is a lot of positive things happening, right? But we have to literally reimagine the fundamental philosophy of what we've been trained to think, which is a big reason why I am actually grateful that I never went to medical school, right? Because I cannot tell you how many doctors that I talk to, they actually struggle with some of these things because a lot of the principles and philosophies contradict a lot of the things that they were taught. It's pretty
That they have to
wild.
unlearn everything.
They do. But I will say the ones that do open their mind and do, like, I've met a lot of doctors in the plant medicine space that have, healed themselves from cancer and healed autoimmune diseases and cleaned out the, in fact, I'm talking to one doctor right now that is a forefront biological dentist. Are you familiar with
Wow.
that?
No.
So biological dentistry is another, I mean, it's very small right now, but like they're pulling out mercury fillings and they're cleaning out cavitations in the gums, and through just pulling out all the gunk that's been implanted in their mouth, they're healing like dementia, severe cognitive issues, like chronic, debilitating pain, gut issues, toxic overload, wild, so even healing cancer just through
Wow.
cleaning out the mouth. Right. So that's actually my friend Anthony Lawley. He's finishing up filming the biological dentistry documentary. So that's going to be coming out pretty soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we've come light years from where we used to be, and I mean, the medical system has its place, and but I do know that is it has caused a lot of trouble in my own life. And it wasn't
Sure.
until I started learning how to use natural stuff, like vitamins, minerals, different things, that I started to see a difference in my life. But
Right.
I know this. I know when I started feeling good from using stuff like B12 injections, different types of mushrooms, I started feeling really good. And then I almost got like addicted to it. And I'm like, how much better can I feel? So can you talk about that and how to say enough is enough? Because for me, I was taking all this stuff, and I remember my naturopath saying, why are you taking, you don't need that. You don't need it. And then I cut out some of the stuff, and it actually made a difference, and I started feeling better because it was causing me to be tired, and I didn't even realize it. Because in my mind, I'm like, well, if it's a vitamin, it's going to benefit me. But that's not always the case.
No, and this is the trap also that we as a society, it's sort of a group think, in my opinion, where we have been conditioned to really be addicts. We live in a society of addiction as the norm. Right,
Yeah.
whether it's addicted to the hustle or addicted to making money or addicted to sex or addicted to excess, right? Like everybody's always
Energy.
trying to have more. So it and this is really I think a lot of the shift in humanity right now is realizing just how much we are in excess that we don't need. And so it's very easy to get to that point where I'm in alignment, I feel great, but yes, I want to feel better. That wanting to feel better is that sort of how far can I go? I want to know the limits, right? And really, and I went down that road, myself on many levels, which I had to learn this the hard way a few times, right? The only way that we know how far it can go is by going too far. Now, I don't recommend it, this is also why I highly suggest having a coach or a guide to map you through at least the beginning process of if you're going to do any biohacking, right? Healing yourself naturally. Because it is so easy with all the information out there. Like you said, you're on B12. Well, what can I stack with B12? Well, what can I, what if I take it at this time? And, or what if I, do it, at this other time? Or what if I, I mean, like there are layer upon layer upon layer, and I've gone down many of those rabbit holes myself. So this is where we have to create a structure and map out goals every now and then. So have like, I like to do like 3 or 6 months at a time, right? So 3 month goal. What do I want to accomplish, with my physical health? What do I want to accomplish in my relationship life? What do I want to accomplish in business? How am I going to find this sort of balancing out with, because I don't know about you, but like it just seems like there's so much going on.
There's so much going on, and that's what's
Right?
confusing, is you're speaking and I'm like, and then like with the taking the vitamins and stuff, you have to, some of them they do better when you take them with food. And then I know for me, it's like I want to feel my best, but then I get overwhelmed with all of the noise out there, and you don't even know where to
Right.
start anywhere.
Right. So, for me, I'm a big advocate. I work with a lot of people that just have massive, communities and, massive big lives and stuff going on. And I know that it's so easy just to get wrapped up in the reaction to like, gotta meet this person, gotta go do this, gotta get that. Then I forgot to eat. And, so We literally have to learn to structure and almost say no sometimes, even though we want more. We got to say no to take care of ourselves. And then that becomes an internal sort of struggle where, well, if I'm saying no to this, am I slowing myself down? Am I hurting myself in other ways? Right. And so this is where you have to get very clear about your own truth.
Right.
Right? At the start of any process, when you want to attain something, you have to clearly define those limits and those self expectations. Now, I've said before that, expectation is the root of all suffering, right? And to a certain extent, it is. However, again, here comes that temperance where, well, we have to have like boundaries. All right. So let's exchange the word expectation for boundary. All right. So having boundaries with self, be like, okay, well, and you got to kind of know yourself a little bit too. All right. This is also where someone that understands patterns recognition can help point this out to you. But all right, I know that when I get into, the gym, I'm gonna end up being there for 2, 3 hours a day, and I'm gonna slack on this. Okay, so how about I schedule it out, I structure it out. I only go for an hour. All right, wherever I'm at, whatever I get done, I get done. Yes, maybe it wasn't the best, but I'm gonna start there for a week, 2 weeks, whatever it is you want to do. Right, then you have to schedule out time, quiet time. Time when you put down your phone, where you sit with yourself. And that can be tough, sometimes for people. I know it's tough for me, right? But which is why a big part of why I actually do ceremony. When I come together about every 3 months with a group of people and we intentionally put our phones away, we take 3 days and we immerse ourselves in a collective process where we all cook together, we all, clean together, we all, do the inner work together, we all communicate. That for me is like a major, not just detox, but a reset and a reconnection to myself with other people. Right.
Right.
That's
Yeah,
and
community is
so,
important.
yeah, 100%. And it's getting more and more important. What I'm really seeing out there now, especially with this biohacking world and community that's growing and evolving, we are the ones that came here to save ourselves. Right? And growing that community with the people that want to share knowledge and wisdom and like do all this stuff together, we cannot rely on the government. We cannot rely on the systems and powers that be, or powers that were, I should say, that are out there that are trying to delegate and control everything, because that's just making us slaves,
That's making
right?
it worse. Yeah.
It is.
There's
It is.
a
So,
mental health crisis that is on the verge. When it comes to the workforce, people are slowly being pushed out by things like AI and conscious living, and people are getting fired, and they have those golden handcuffs, and they wake up the next day after losing their job, and they have no idea who they are. And that's the biggest mental health crisis that's going on right now. So I really think now is the time to find that coach, to find someone like
100
you who can
percent.
help someone learn who they are, because the large majority of the population has no idea who they are. They have no clue.
Which really is the centerpiece of the mental health crisis. It's really
Yeah.
a collective identity crisis, because the
Identity
fact is,
crisis. Nobody knows who they are. Yeah.
right? Because the fact is that the world is changing. It's changing at a fundamental level. A lot of people have created safe or stable lives in their bubble, right? And like small towns, like going back home, to Massachusetts is like a big reality check for me, because I'm going home. It's like I'm walking back 25 years, right?
Yeah.
Everything's still the same. And I'm not saying that's good or
So
bad. I'm
weird,
just
hey, it's
saying
such a
that.
weird feeling.
Right?
You see the same people in the same coffee shops, and you're like, what the heck?
Right?
Have you never left? Like, it's so weird.
It's pretty wild, isn't it? So we have to be ready, open, and willing to make changes, and change is uncomfortable, right?
Totally.
However, think about this. Have you heard of that they're trying to introduce universal basic income?
No.
So here, I know you're in Canada, right? So here in the United States, with AI taking over, they're saying that it's going to take over like 5 million jobs in the next 5 years, right? So all the old school, like warehouse style, like working, like what they did back in World War II, and they were just working in, places like that, building basic, stuff like building cars
Yeah.
and and like Amazon, you know, those kind of things. When these machines start to, you know, take over, which is inevitable, those kind of 9 to 5 jobs are going away, and they're going away pretty quickly. Not to mention that, you know, can't really keep up with inflation. So the entrepreneurial mindset is sort of becoming the new way to be free and independent. But it's a mindset. I used to, especially being in the military for 10 years, I used to be that 9 to 5, you know, kind of employee mindset. And now that I've learned how to adopt this new style of mindset, I see others that live that world, and that world is going away. I think even teachers, doctors, lawyers, even, it's all becoming automated. Like in 5 years, who's going to need to go to college? You can go on chat, you know, you AI can just answer everything for you. Like, you can create businesses in a fraction of the time, right? So doing this biohacking kind of work, healing the human body and the human mind, I mean, that industry, I think, is gonna be one of the very major and few things that actually builds more resiliency and gets much bigger and more dominant because of that exact fact that a lot of people, they're gonna feel so lost. They don't know what to do. There's too much information that they don't know where to go. The government's gonna say, "Hey, we're gonna give you $6,000 a month and pay your rent." You know, and then so all you have to do is follow all our rules, right? These 15-minute city kind of thing. And then a lot of people are like, "Hey, I can just play video games all day. Cool, why not?" And then they're just gonna stay in that abyss. And I don't think a lot of people really realize just, yeah, that might be cool for a couple months, maybe even like a couple weeks, maybe even up to a year, but eventually you're gonna get bored of playing the video games. You're gonna start to feel that trapped feeling, and now there's no way out. So this is where, like, and this is getting much deeper than biohacking, but it all does tie back into it, right? Because the way that we make it out of that identity crisis, the way that we grow into a sovereign individual and being, is by hacking the biology and hacking our consciousness to become free. And this is why so many people are searching for something, but they don't know what it is. And I can tell you that the reason, and this is very important, okay, the reason why you don't know what it is because you're disconnected from your heart. Really, what it is your soul is trying to speak to you. It's trying to connect to you, but you have lost your way essentially into the world. You have to be in the world, but not of it, right? Faith is the foundation of all this. So when you're living in a fear dominant system in your consciousness, you will always feel disconnected. The way to find that connection is to face that fear. The way you can face that fear is by hacking your biology and facing the fear, but you don't know where it's going to lead you, because you're going to become a new version of yourself when you go there. So the version of you that is moving into it, you have to be okay with letting that part of you die off. And you have to be willing to be reborn into this new energy, into this new identity, which is really who you are at the core. But so really, it's going to have to, here's what's going to happen, you know, as far as like a big 30,000 foot overview, is that people, all individuals, are going to come to this threshold, this point, which I believe is coming up really soon. In fact, I think the peak of the point is going to be February 20th of next year. I know it's very specific, all right, but astrologically speaking,
I just
that's
got
what it's looking
chills,
like for
but
me.
I'm with you.
So we're going to come to this threshold where it's like, okay, the discomfort of staying the same is going to be as uncomfortable or more uncomfortable than making the change. Right? So you're not going to have any comfort anywhere. So what's going to happen? People are going to start to escape, do more drugs, or they're going to run away from themselves in some way, shape, or form, right? That can be running away into the metaverse, or running away, you know, into bad habits in one way, shape, or form, right? Things that are not good for self.
Overindulgence,
Indulgences, temptations, things like that. So those will just
sex,
take
drugs,
over,
alcohol.
and then they'll just kind of, over time, they're gonna just fully live in that, wither away, and die off. Or you can choose to go the other uncomfortable route, and you can choose to find someone that can help you structure a process through your own shadow. This is a collective dark night of the soul, right? So we all have a massive choice, and biohacking, as a general sense, is the way to do that. And that's really like the foundational message I feel, for this session and this overall topic is that I don't think a lot of people realize just how powerful and how important and relevant this is to everyone. Right? We all have a huge choice to make. And if you're in that place where you're feeling that void and you're allowing your temptations or you're allowing your bad habits or you're allowing that lost feeling to consume you and you're giving up, if you feel like that, at least take one step and talk to someone that is in the biohacking world. All right? Talk to me. All right? Talk to Lisa. All right? And let's actually get curious about what I'm talking about here, saying, what does it look like if I actually go in this direction? What part of the discomfort can I accept? And what am I willing to do to really live my life? Because I'll tell you what, every single person that is alive right now has a purpose. We are all here for a reason. Okay? So the only the universe, as this energy shifts and as our vibration raises, the universe is saying to all of us, it's time to live your purpose. It's time to come out of your karma into your dharma. It's time to take that specialness that's in your energy that only you can create, and it's time to embody it in every sense of the word and share it with your environment. Right? That is how you thrive and you succeed in this new world. And for those that choose to stay in their fear, I mean, that is like, to me, that sounds like hell. I don't know about you, but that sounds like hell
That
to me.
sounds like hell to me.
Right? So a lot of times it looks like the dark is going to win. They've tried to program us with all this information, but the fact is, the dark is always there, but there's always 1% more of the light. As long as you can just, hold out, be patient with yourself, and do the inner work, you gotta look within. Disconnect from the outside world and all the chaos that they're trying to confuse your spirit with, and allow yourself to be led guide. You'll find that synchronicity start to pick up. You'll find that thing, maybe at first it's gonna be really tough, right? Because you have to come to grips with your own truth. But truth, authenticity of truth is really the highest frequency that's out there. So
Once you start
humanity-wise,
living with integrity and you're aligned with who you are, everything goes magical. Like you said, the synchronicities start lighting up. To take it one step further, it's like titles are going to mean nothing. Like I see titles meaning nothing eventually. You go on people's websites and they have like a million titles next to their name, and when I look at that, I'm like, well, I don't know what that means. Like, who is this person? And so I feel like more and more people want to feel that energetic connection with someone, and that's how the healing relationship begins between them. And that's even more interesting. So if people can learn how to biohack, then they're going to actually start to learn who they are instead of being jarred awake next year when suddenly they lose their identity and they're like, now what do I do?
And like either way, your identity is going to shift in one direction or the other, right?
Yeah, you
It's
don't have
either
a choice.
like,
You don't have a choice.
no. Right. So do you want to go like they're going to give in some way, shape, or form the illusion of comfort, the illusion of like, okay, well, give your power over to me and I'll take care of you. That philosophy in and of itself is detrimental. We have to take our power back, which equals sovereignty. Sovereignty. And biohacking, hacking your bio, is discovering the different parts of yourself that are your truth, and then taking action. Because once you have the truth, then you have the responsibility to yourself to follow through on it, right?
Once you
And
start, you get addicted to it.
well, that's the exact thing that I was going to say. We got to be careful of, okay? Because addiction to anything, right, will pull you back out of alignment. So it's almost, and try like it's like a metronome, right? Like you get in alignment, then oh, you fall off a little bit, then now, and when you fall off, then you beat yourself up, you feel guilty, you feel judged, you start judging yourself, judgy. You pull yourself back, you're nice to yourself, okay, cool. Now you fall back off this way, and now you come back up here, and then eventually you get a little closer, a little closer, a little closer to where the alignment just starts to come in. And really, the alignment is just the present moment. right? So we think about the past, right? Right now, a lot of us are clearing up and finalizing lessons from the past. And then we're looking to the future because the future is unknown. There's a lot of new stuff going on and happening. And it's exciting, but it's also like, oh, well, how do I get there? What do I got to do to prepare for this and get ready for that? And then again, you're going to come back to the alignment. Okay, well, just be present and have integrity and do the right thing in the present moment. And everything will work out. Then more information comes in. Whoa, it reminds me of the past. Then how am I going to get to the future? Then come back to the center, right? It's just, it's a constant oscillation. And even after doing it for 20 some years, right? Like I don't care. We're all human beings, right? And we're all learning this new level. So this is, I don't care how long you've been doing the work, this is all new for everyone. We're all digging into a new place, right? I will say though, like I've been feeling for a long time, especially since 2020, that my soul was made for this time.
Well, that
Right?
2020 was essentially like the world waking up. Like when COVID hit, that
Yeah.
was like an awakening for the entire world. And
Yeah.
yeah, when I go back to that same time, yeah, it's almost like now I'm in like boot camp. And it's like
Yeah.
ever since then, it's
Yeah,
like been a boot camp preparing
like a
me for
soul
this
level boot
time.
camp, right? Yeah, so also too, if you think about it, all these different biohacks, well, a lot of them, it's voluntarily putting stress in some way, shape, or form into your body and your mind in order to become more resilient to the life stresses which you're not voluntarily going into, right? So when you voluntarily, and this is really the foundation of exercise. When you voluntarily go into that and you work yourself to grow, to build your muscles and your strength, not just physically but mentally, because it takes mental strength to go move through the soreness and to figure out how to contract your muscles and do all this stuff. And when you build those habits and patterns, then the stresses of life are not so stressful. Our body can already handle it because we've trained ourselves to be more resilient, right?
Yeah,
And
nervous system regulation.
of course, astrologically speaking, Uranus dipping back into Taurus, coming back into Gemini next year, our nervous system is getting like this last micro tuning, if you
I
will.
feel
And to, right,
it.
it's 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 like electricity just like going through our bones,
Yeah,
right?
I felt like literally all week these like tingling sensations in my face and my arms. I'll just be sitting there and all of a sudden I get zapped. It's been a while.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. But hey, which is also, why voluntarily reattuning the central nervous system is extremely beneficial. For that, because the nervous system is a fundamental characteristic of what affects our mind, right? When your nervous system gets frayed, right, or like say you're in a crowd of people and you heard a gunshot go off. Oh shit! Then you look around, your mind starts going a million miles a second, your adrenaline spikes, right? It activates through the emotional reaction. It activates biochemically, hormonally, experientially, right? So the more, and this is what they train in the military to become desensitized to those processes, right? But I don't think we're ever truly desensitized. I think that we program ourselves into a certain way, but the body can only live, especially nowadays, in fight or flight, so much for so long, because it's a deteriorating, if that's a word, you know what I mean? It deteriorates.
Deteriorate. I like that word. It sounds real.
Deteriorary? Yeah, I just made
Take
it
the
up.
spiritual bodybuilder dictionary part of your
Yeah,
tone dictionary. I love
right?
it.
Just like that, just like that straw that you have, that's goes sideways. That's wild. So that effect, it's energetically speaking, it's like a boa constrictor. It's a very constricting energy that over time just tightens and tightens and tightens and tightens until blood flow can't get through very well, until nerve flow can't get through very well, then lymph flow gets stuck. And that's also a representation of our mind. Our mind gets rigid, right? As our body gets rigid, right? That rigidity is not going to work right now.
No,
Right?
100%.
So let go of the rigidity. And you know what? Anybody that is just starting to do this work right now because the energy is moving so fast, look, it's going to feel honestly like you're dying. Ego deaths can feel like you're really gonna die, whether you're having a panic attack. A panic attack feels like you're gonna have a freaking heart attack, right? Or if you get hit emotionally, say, like you're with a partner and they cheat on you or something, and your heart, you're gonna get that feeling in your gut. You're gonna feel like you're gonna puke, right? Like you just, your knees get weak underneath you, or you see some really bad shit or things that just are not cool. This is what a lot of people, honestly, they're seeing this stuff out in the world. A lot of people are having these kind of reactions to just that stuff alone, right? Not even their own personal stuff. And when it's personal, it's 10 times more intense. So you have to know how to navigate this stuff in a structured format.
So
So,
where do people begin?
talking to somebody, really, that's just like, don't just try to avoid it or push it down or pretend like it ain't there, because it ain't going to leave you alone. Talk to somebody. Hit me up, right? IG Spiritual Bodybuilder, go to spiritualbodybuilder.com. This is what I do. This is my passion. All right. Either way, right? You have to get it out, and you have to at least be open to ideas that maybe, that you really don't know what to do. And you will feel, even if you're in a disconnected, void-like space, you will feel the energy of someone that you feel will get you, right? The intuition is always there. You just have to allow yourself to be vulnerable. And a lot of people in that void space, they don't want to be vulnerable. So that's also, you just reaching out for, I know for me, when I first reached out for help when I was in the military and I was in Iraq and my first spiritual awakening was happening, I didn't know how to cry, and I didn't know how to even communicate it. I just didn't know until it got so bad that I literally wanted to die. And I went and I talked to the chaplain. And that was the first time while I was over there, it was probably 9 months overseas, where I felt like someone listened to me like I was a human being. And that feeling of safety, that feeling like it was okay to just let my guard down, I started crying. The first time in my adult life that I started crying. And I cried for like 3 days straight. Just the ugly snot running down my face and just collapsed on the ground, just ugly freaking crying, right? Because that's releasing the nervous system. Did you know that tears are roughly 60% cortisol?
Yes, I actually heard that this week. That's
Okay.
absolutely incredible.
Right? So releasing all that cortisol is going to have a biochemical and hormonal effect in your body as well, right? So we hold on to all this stuff because we don't feel safe, right? So that is the really the big first step. Once you get beyond that, things will start to manifest because now you've cracked the shell of that vulnerability and you made an agreement with yourself. Okay, I'm gonna let it out, because you have to almost stop caring about what's gonna happen after you. Because you, what we do is we create
It's like
stories
that
in our mind,
full
right?
surrender of just I'm all in,
Yeah. And then, and then let go of what you think it's going to look like, because chances are, once you get safe or once you feel safe and you let that out, you're going to have a lot of aha moments, a lot of epiphany. You're going to feel lighter. You're going to feel better. All right. And then from that point, you may have a little bit of hope. You may have a little flicker of like, okay, maybe this stuff can change. It's going to shift your state of being. And that's how it goes. One small shifting of your state of being at a time. And then you rinse and repeat over and over and over again. That's it. And then you discover yourself along the way. Right?
Yeah, I love it. This conversation has been amazing. Can you remind everyone of what you do and where they can find you?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. So I'm a healer and a medicine man. Personal training, peptides, nutrition, fitness, plant medicine, detoxification, all the whole spectrum of biohacking. I do it from the bodybuilding side to the spiritual side and everything in between. You can check out my Instagram, post a lot there at spiritual_bodybuilder. And you can go to my website, spiritualbodybuilder.com. Also, optimizinghuman.com is where I have most of my modalities laid out over there.
Yeah, thank you so much for being here. This conversation has been so much fun.
Always love chatting with you, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. And to our audience, please do not forget to like and subscribe. The only thing I'm going to say is hashtag biohack yourself. Prepare for this next phase. Get ahead of it. It's super fun once you start discovering who you really are.
Oh,
Until
yeah.
next time, take care, everybody.